This is July 23rd, 1998, and we're gathered for a meeting that will include Rebecca and John from Channel 17 for a period of time, and then we'll have our business meeting after that. And we're ready anytime the commander's ready.
Commander's ready. Good afternoon. I don't want to startle. I come absolutely in the light of God. I come in the light of the radiant one that is spelled O-N-E. When you all move past your illusion and you move back into that which you are, which is soul spirit, you will find that you are simply one with Father Creator. So we'll put religions aside unless you have questions to ask about that. I would set all racial interests aside by telling you that there is a gross error in all of your scripts. God did not make you in His image in a human form. God made you in His image, which is light, a spiritual light. And it's very difficult, after all of these years, when we have asked for no publicity, absolutely refused to even allow pictures to be taken so this could be made into some entertainment program like Mafu or Ramtha or Lazarus. That's for Penny Torres and Jay-Z Knight and Linda Evans and Yanni, yes. Yes, Yanni. The Greek, the talented, unbelievable Greek, Yanni, which simply means John. Rebecca and John have come representing a project they're working on that will be aired one of these days on Channel 17. I guess that means something to all of you. They have been most gracious, and I was asked this morning why I would do this when I have refused to do this for the top media moguls in your nation. Why would I come and have a meeting with these two youngsters when I make Mubarak come to me? And that's the head of Egypt. Because their intentions are honorable, their request honorable, and if you don't change this world through these ones coming up willing to stretch out and risk just a little bit, your world's going to fold up. It's going to fold right in on you. One say, well, you're so full of fear. You just fill everybody full of fear. Well, if you aren't a little panicked, my dear ones, you don't have any idea what the circumstances are. You now have capability of almost every nation on your globe of nuking each other. And this time, my good friends in the USA and Canada, you're the target. You are the target. And it doesn't take, I believe, more than 10 seconds to reset those targeting devices. So what's so special about either the program or the teacher, the guide, the people willing to look and see and possibly change a few of the things that are wrong and be able to revolve about? I don't like the term revolution because that indicates militias and guns and pop. Well, I won't finish that one. Your little pop guns. Already in your arsenals of international warfare, you have laser beams that can blind entire armies with one flash. Satellites have been put into your space, not for what you think, just a little nice communications between nations and mommy and daddy and 10 cents a minute. They're put up there for absolute and total monitoring of every individual. And now they're talking about putting your medical records into accessible form for everyone. You have such technical equipment that it still boggles the mind to be able to conceive of it. And there is nothing, absolutely nothing, mysterious nor strange about an unseen energy who would not put you in a bad position of showing up in your room untimely. There's nothing mysterious here. I come in on a frequency of approximately 16.934 megahertz, way up in your weather bands. I do not come speaking English. All this secretary is a translator. If you had a Russian diplomat in this room, if Mr. Yeltsin were here trying to make a speech to you, you would have to have a translator because most of you will not have spoken or understood Russian. The same with Chinese or Japanese. I come in a tonal vocabulary of sound that has to be translated. And is this the only one that can translate my transmission? No. There are several others in this room that can and do. And as we have moved through the months here, and then through the years, Dorma, this is Doris, has not had to carry the entire load. As others have become extremely familiar with the other of my compatriots. I want to be able to answer some of your questions, and I'm trying to analyze what they're going to be. Are we religious? No. Are we those weird brothers from outer space? Yes. I want to explain that just a little before you go hopping off to call Steven Spielberg. I don't have any trouble getting along with Steven Spielberg. I have met with Steven Spielberg. I have met personally with George Lucas. So you would think, well, the least you could do is meet personally with us. Oh, I don't think you want that. Because what is being fed to you, human, beings on the planet, you terrestrials, is fear. You're going to get a light show one of these days. It's called, in the government circles, Operation Blue Beam. Oh, and God's going to appear. Whatever God you choose, wherever you are, you're going to see a light show in the sky that is going to be your God coming down to, quote, deliver you. Bullshit. You can quote that too. People, usually after they listen to me, never again say there is a real pious spiritual religionist. Is there a group here? No. Very purposely, there is no group here. These people would like to be able to have a little bit of friendship and community. But just let them show up anywhere with more than four. Oh, there they are, those cultists. A cultist because you happen to believe in your connection with God? So let's get right on with it and discuss what is God. Well, God is not what the preachers and the rabbis and the priests are going to tell you. Is there a man called Jesus? I suppose there was a man called Jesus. His name at the time that you're going to refer back to was Emmanuel, Isu Emmanuel of the house of Joseph. A nice Jewish youngster from the tribe of Shem. Paul, Saul of Tarsus. Did not have a reawakening after his blinding. He hated this being with all of his being himself. He was a Pharisean murderer. And oh, he had an experience, you better believe it. But he never changed. And almost all of that Holy Bible in the New Testament is written by Paul. So, how much of it can you actually trust? There are some 28 Gospels written about this man, and they were chosen not to be used. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John were chosen as the Gospel writers because their story more nearly identified one with the other. It was easier to explain and fit in with the mold that would come and tell you, you were going to go through hell, Armageddon, apocalypse. And if you don't change your mind, that's what's going to happen to you. And toward the ending times, you're going to have great upheaval. How can you not have great upheaval? Great continents were formed with great upheaval. Do you think that just because you have an earthquake along the coast, when you have built up pressures to register, if you could register it, 11, 12 on your Richter scale, don't you think that would happen anyway? Never minding a millennium change. And you go hippity-hopping down this bunny trail with the primrose growing all along the side. Pollyanna, oh my goodness, we're getting near the end. The millennium is coming. What does that mean? It means you're 2,000 and you're counting. It doesn't mean a whit where I am. And in your counting and miscalculation and misguidance system, you are off by some 8 to 12 years minimum. You've already been through the millennium change. And all of you are sitting here. It's time you people begin to get informed. The elitist plan 2000 has been going strongly for a century and a half. The very one world order elite that intend to control the globe have been at it. The same families, the same wealthy beings have supported all of the wars, created the wars, and then profited from the wars, while you people send your babies off to die. Now, these are facts. Does that mean I'm a conspiracy theorist? No, I can tell you factually of the conspiracy. But I'll spare you that because you're guests. I want you to realize that these are just people. I want you to realize that my secretary is just a human person. And no, I am not a human person. I am a humanoid type of being. But I'm not a human. I have been. And I think you will witness that unless you make some changes, there will be the consequences of the ill behavior, of the lack of political and moral strength that is now prevailing about your world. Does God intend to strike you down? No. No, no, no. God is a creator, and we can cover him in just about a couple of seconds. God is that highest of all energy beings, of which you are a living, manifest fragment. Experiencing. When you're through experiencing, according to the level of your progressive knowing, and you change dimensions, you will become again one with that source. At some level where you are comfortable. Because you're not comfortable if you're in kindergarten and you're trying to live amongst the graduate students of a university. Your physics lessons are not going to be good enough to really enjoy being with a Nikola Tesla. And note, I did not say Albert Einstein. Albert Einstein is one of the most badly used gentlemen on the face of your earth, ever. His theory of relativity is wrong. His theory of space and matter is wrong. And the elite knew it was wrong. And so you have been set up a bad set of pure physics. And it isn't even logical. So who came along and was right? Well, Mr. Tesla was right, but you see, he didn't last very long. He lived a long time, but he sure didn't last very long. Because J.P. Morgan, who headed up the banking concerns of the world, took everything he had. And if Mr. Tesla wouldn't play ball, and he started out with Mr. Westinghouse, Mr. Morgan would see to it that someone else got credit for whatever in the world Mr. Tesla created or invented. Now, if you could meet with Mr. Tesla, which I could also arrange if anyone is, you know, too bored with me. This gentleman, walking around in New York with the capability of causing an earthquake that could destroy New York from a little box about so big, that would be like 4x4, attached to a pole in his laboratory. As those frequencies, vibrations went out, buildings started to fall down. So here come the inspectors, you know, to yank this thing off the wall and smash it. They couldn't get it turned off. Mr. Tesla just smashed it. There is incredible power. And it's going to be shown to you in light. Photons. Photon thrust systems. Incredible technologies that most are only able to dream about because you've been kept in the dark. If you have time to interview Norio Hayakawa, do so, about Area 51 over in Nevada, Groom Lake. Government says it doesn't exist. Obviously, there it is, the entire installation. And what they do under the ground over there is unthinkable in most ways. But they have spacecraft, and don't get off on this ridiculous abduction garbage. These are all part of the plan. You have spacecraft, but nobody will let you out into space. Humans are bound to the Earth. This is basically a prison planet. And when you get to the confrontation of space entities, you will know that the laws of God, Creator, or the universal laws by which we abide. Past 150 miles into space from your surface, any nuclear warheads, are neutralized, stopped. Sometimes we have to neutralize them on the pad, the launch pad. We have been seen in Los Angeles with a false firing from Vandenberg. And they'll tell you those are ice crystals. Fine. But those ice crystals will come back on you, and one of them that they had to blow up within 2 days of the first launch. The guidance system headed it right for your Diablo plant nuclear power source. And you unleash a nuclear device into a nuclear power plant and you're dead on the West Coast. So what have we done for 10 years? We've talked about this. We've struggled with this. While militias try to get us to join them so that we can stand out there with our little pop guns and dare the government to come and get us. We're not interested in war. I am personally interested in who is not willing to go to war. War is a stupid, idiotic thing of human. And I spell that with a little H-U-M-A-N. That's humanoid. Human is what you are. In the higher source, you are higher universal man. You can't get any higher than that. But the little humanoids running around on Earth, shooting each other and molesting the babies. And yeah, we tell on who does that. Make sure they get a book on transformation of America. And you're going to say, well, I read a lot about Mr. Bush. I bet he doesn't like you. I bet you he doesn't either. But he knows me well. He knows me just about better than anyone on your modern table of people. And one of his gentlemen said to Mr. Martin, oh, you don't know what you're talking about. Don't you even spell that name on the telephone. H-A-T-O-N-N, you mean? Rick, I said, don't do that. I'll have to hang up. And this was the person who was a financial person in the Iran-Contra thing with George Bush, trying to deal now with Rick and me. And finally he says, you don't know. You are so naive. Do you realize that you are talking about someone who not only exists, but is so big that he is listed in A6 above access of anybody except the super intelligence operations? Oh, I don't know about that. It seems I'm available to any of you who ask. Oh, well, I'm not going to talk about this. So weeks go by, the man calls again, ready to bargain this time, ready to even offer hush money. And Rick says, oh, well, no, thank you. And by the way, we never got around to talking about Hatton. Oh, my God. Rick, you are so naive. It is like this is so high level that you wouldn't even understand it. It's like that entity, that person, that being, is up here on the 127th floor of a 127-floor building, you know, hanging out there in a penthouse. And you're barely in the parking lot. And if you try to get up there, you're going to maybe get in the elevator and get to about the 80th floor, and all the cables will be gone, and you're going to be dead. Do you understand? And to everyone's amusement, and Rick, fortunately for himself, didn't say this, but I have. You're already on the 127th floor. Why would you be trying to get up there? Or down. It's pretty safe up where I am. And that's why, after 10 years of being shot at, pulsed at, blown up, you name it, we're still around. And we've had every kind of assault there is against us. And I have said, stick with me, and you're just fine, but they aren't. What will you do to them? Not a confounded thing. Whatever they do, they will do to themselves, and you can watch it. You've been in the loop long enough now to see that circle that was coming like this go like this. And the ones who thought they were going to play us for the fool are the fools. The ones who thought they could steal from us, take from us, lie about us, are going down. And they're going down by their own hands. That is what God is. God allows. And God allows you to be as dumb as you want, as ignorant as you want, or he will help you be as great as you want. And I didn't say famous, Because until man learns that great is what he's striving to be, and famous is something that will annoy him greatly along his journey, as far as just annoyance, only then can man realize his destiny. And when you get informed and you come into what we call knowing, when you get informed about a subject, then you are qualified to consider what to do about it. And when you face the end of the world that they tell you is going to blow up into hell, you, as a finger, a branch of a fragment, fully qualified within God, Creator, you will find you are Creator. And when you realize that you are Creator and are part of the ability to write the play, to write that Bible, and you decide that I don't want an Armageddon out here, I don't want an apocalypse, you won't have one. Because God creates. Evil can only use and destroy. And I use the opposite of God as evil. You might want to call him Satan, Lucifer. I don't care what you call him. Man is forced to use what is already created and developed. Whatever it is. Because you're locked onto a terrestrial orb. You go out a little way, you've got to come back. You go up a little way, you've got to come back. Because you cannot survive out there. And if you take the technology that allows you to survive for a little while, I want you to note those little orbiting craft are never far enough off the shore to not be able to take a picture of the fires in Florida. I think you want to get beyond that. I think that basically you want to escape from the prison planet. How do you do that? You create the way. And you create it in the wisdom and the knowing and the acknowledgement of God of light. My name is Hatan. That is for the convenience of all of you Earth-speaking Englishmen. In Egypt, my name is Aton. And there's quite a bit of Egyptian symbology that goes into writing the name. It's like Yorgos, which is my first name, is simply George in Greek. Just like Yonis is John. So don't try to write mystical things into even this experience. Because if, in fact, this lady is putting on a show for you, which I cannot possibly imagine why she would ever want to do that, at least not the second time, I believe she deserves an Academy Award. We brought to her some little life forms, little cellular life form. She comes into her cooking room, and there sits a bottle. What in the soup is that? Little bottle. So when we go to write and explain, I say, those are drios, mixed with drios. Male and female Drianos. And they are what some on your place will call a more primitive form of what you might want to call Chondriana, but that is a lifeless form. Well, what am I supposed to do with that? And I say, you are supposed to build a fluid, an amniotic fluid, to grow these cells. God has brought them back to your place. They are replacement cells for dying and dead cells in the body, or anywhere, really. They are without DNA structure, except for themselves. Taken within, under the proper circumstances, they will replace malfunctioning cells according to your own individual DNA structure. Well, nobody knows what to do with it. After we get our amniotic fluid built with every element available, and you can see putting this stuff in there with them, with water, you can see them line up and eat their lunch, and then you have nothing but water, and nobody knows what to do about it. But given properly, AIDS go away, HIV virus disappears, parasites disappear, and ailing parts of a human body will replace themselves. But your government doesn't want you to have that. So you can't use that. And you certainly can't advertise, and you certainly can't speak of these things. The greatest gift God ever gave to mankind, and you can't even talk about it, has to mature in the open sun, because you don't have any spectrum lights with enough of the different spectrum rays. You see, light comes as tone with every ray of light, infinite, that you can see and unseen, has a melodious tone, frequency that goes with it. And yes, we know all about these things. We write about these things. Some of our books get banned. Some of our books get stopped at the Canadian border. Some of the papers were just stopped at the Canadian border as hate literature. What are you about, humankind? What is it that you are about with your bigotry and your self-defense? All of you are the same. Skin color is nothing. That's pigment of the skin. You're in the image of God, which is light. And if you're blind as a bat, you don't notice anybody else's skin color, do you? Well, mankind has grown blind as bats, as unthinking and as limited as Billy Zipper and Monica Lewinsky. That keeps all of the masses totally distracted, while you make incredible bargains with China, who can blow you away, march over now the Euphrates River with their 200 million troops and completely wipe out the, quote, Holy Lands. And yes, indeed, they're aimed at Israel. When is Israel going to realize it is part of the world? and one say, well, surely you will not go work with those enemies. You want a bet? You're the ones that set up your boundaries and limitations, not God. And we don't talk about the Jewish people. Jew is a word that was conjured probably for the first time in the 13th century of your history. What you really are talking about are the ones that call themselves the serpent people. Some call that the 13th tribe of Israel. They are not Semites. Semites are from the tribes of Shem. Does it matter? Yes, indeed. It matters because of the lack of knowledge, the total misinformation and disinformation. This became a tool of the elitist. You are an anti-Semite, and everybody shrivels up. Why? Well, you use the term Jew. Well, I'm a Jew. What are you saying to me? I cannot speak the word Jew. You can, but I may not. And I'm from the tribe of Shem. Semite. And Semite went on to be recognized as all of those Arabs, all of those Jewish people, all of those Palestinians in that area. So how come you have this thrust? Because it serves a political purpose. And it causes you to begin to hate each other. You don't even know why. Just don't like that person. Well, a lot of people don't like Jewish people because the Jews are amongst the most brilliant people on the face of your globe. Well, don't tell me that or I'll be at a disadvantage. Good, you deserve to be. God gave everybody brains, that spacer there between these ears. But few want to use it. And now they send you off to the universities, to school, and they disallow you to study history. They will present you with history books. And they will then present you with documentary fantasies and call it history. And you come out totally ignorant and without any wish whatsoever to change. A president sends your armies away. You don't question why. These people, as our guest today, won't understand that the Panamanian War, Mr. Bush, was to preserve his resorts and his banks in Panama. You won't understand, will you, that it was British Petroleum and records of the SNL debacle and Mr. Bush's records of being a business venture partner joint account for $250 billion with Saddam Hussein. Oh, insane ramblings of a crazy mind. No. Truth that you are not allowed to know. So why would I bother to sit here in this chair with this lady and go through all that is required of us to do this? God promised man. Before the ending of your days, the word of truth will be brought forth.
This is July 23rd, 1998, and we're gathered for a meeting that will include Rebecca and John from Channel 17 for a period of time, and then we'll have our business meeting after that. And we're ready anytime the commander's ready.
Commander's ready. Good afternoon. I don't want to startle. I come absolutely in the light of God. I come in the light of the radiant one that is spelled O-N-E. When you all move past your illusion and you move back into that which you are, which is soul spirit, you will find that you are simply one with Father Creator. So we'll put religions aside unless you have questions to ask about that. I would set all racial interests aside by telling you that there is a gross error in all of your scripts. God did not make you in His image in a human form. God made you in His image, which is light. A spiritual light. And it's very difficult, after all of these years, when we have asked for no publicity, absolutely refused to even allow pictures to be taken so this could be made into some entertainment program like Mafu or Ramtha or Lazarus. That's for Penny Torres and Jay-Z Knight and Linda Evans and Yanni, yes. Yes, Yanni. The Greek. The talented, unbelievable Greek, Yanni, which simply means John. Rebecca and John have come representing a project they're working on that will be aired one of these days on Channel 17. I guess that means something to all of you. They have been most gracious, and I was asked this morning why I would do this when I have refused to do this for the top media moguls in your nation. Why would I come and have a meeting with these two youngsters when I make Mubarak come to me? And that's the head of Egypt. Because their intentions are honorable, their request honorable, and if you don't change this world through these ones coming up willing to stretch out and risk just a little bit, your world's going to fold up. It's going to fold right in on you. One say, well, you're so full of fear. You just fill everybody full of fear. Well, if you aren't a little panicked, my dear ones, you don't have any idea what the circumstances are. You now have capability of almost every nation on your globe of nuking each other. And this time, my good friends in the USA and Canada, you're the target. You are the target. And it doesn't take, I believe, more than 10 seconds to reset those targeting devices. So what's so special about either the program or the teacher, the guide, the people willing to look and see and possibly change a few of the things that are wrong and be able to revolve about? I don't like the term revolution because that indicates militias and guns and pop. Well, I won't finish that one. Your little pop guns. Already in your arsenals of international warfare, you have laser beams that can blind entire armies with one flash. Satellites have been put into your space, not for what you think, just a little nice communications between nations and mommy and daddy and 10 cents a minute. They're put up there for absolute and total monitoring of every individual. And now they're talking about putting your medical records into accessible form for everyone. You have such technical equipment that it still boggles the mind to be able to conceive of it. And there is nothing, absolutely nothing, mysterious nor strange about an unseen energy who would not put you in a bad position of showing up in your room untimely. There's nothing mysterious here. I come in on a frequency of approximately 16.934 megahertz, way up in your weather bands. I do not come speaking English. All this secretary is a translator. If you had a Russian diplomat in this room, if Mr. Yeltsin were here trying to make a speech to you, you would have to have a translator because most of you will not have spoken or understood Russian. The same with Chinese or Japanese. I come in a tonal vocabulary of sound that has to be translated. And is this the only one that can translate my transmission? No. There are several others in this room that can and do. And as we have moved through the months here, and then through the years, Dorma, this is Doris, has not had to carry the entire load. As others have become extremely familiar with the other of my compatriots. I want to be able to answer some of your questions, and I'm trying to analyze what they're going to be. Are we religious? No. Are we those weird brothers from outer space? Yes. I want to explain that just a little before you go hopping off to call Steven Spielberg. I don't have any trouble getting along with Steven Spielberg. I have met with Steven Spielberg. I have met personally with George Lucas. So you would think, well, the least you could do is meet personally with us. Oh, I don't think you want that. Because what is being fed to you, human beings on the planet, you terrestrials, is fear. You're going to get a light show one of these days. It's called, in the government circles, Operation Blue Beam. Oh, and God's going to appear. Whatever God you choose, wherever you are, you're going to see a light show in the sky that is going to be your God coming down to, quote, deliver you. Bullshit. You can quote that too. People, usually after they listen to me, never again say there is a real pious spiritual religionist. Is there a group here? No. Very purposely, there is no group here. These people would like to be able to have a little bit of friendship and community. But just let them show up anywhere with more than four. Oh, there they are, those cultists. A cultist because you happen to believe in your connection with God? So let's get right on with it and discuss what is God. Well, God is not what the preachers and the rabbis and the priests are going to tell you. Is there a man called Jesus? I suppose there was a man called Jesus. His name at the time that you're going to refer back to was Emmanuel. Esau Emmanuel of the house of Joseph. A nice Jewish youngster from the tribe of Shem. Paul, Saul of Tarsus, did not have a reawakening after his blinding. He hated this being with all of his being himself. He was a Pharisean murderer. And oh, he had an experience, you better believe it. But he never changed. And almost all of that Holy Bible in the New Testament is written by Paul. So how much of it can you actually trust? There are some 28 Gospels written about this man, and they were chosen not to be used. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John were chosen as the gospel writers because their story more nearly identified one with the other. It was easier to explain and fit in with the mold that would come and tell you, you were going to go through hell, Armageddon, apocalypse. And if you don't change your mind, that's what's going to happen to you. And toward the ending times, you're going to have great upheaval. How can you not have great upheaval? Great continents were formed with great upheaval. Do you think that just because you have an earthquake along the coast, when you have built up pressures to register, if you could register it, 11, 12 on your Richter scale. Don't you think that would happen anyway? Never minding a millennium change. And you go hippity-hopping down this bunny trail with a primrose growing all along the side. Pollyanne, oh my goodness. We're getting near the end. The millennium is coming. What does that mean? It means you're 2,000 and you're counting. It doesn't mean a whit where I am. And in your counting and miscalculation and misguidance system, you are off by some 8 to 12 years minimum. You've already been through the millennium change, and all of you are sitting here. It's time you people begin to get informed. The elitist plan 2000 has been going strongly for a century and a half. The very one world order elite that intend to control the globe have been at it. The same families, the same wealthy beings have supported all of the wars, created the wars, and then profited from the wars, while you people send your babies off to die. Now, these are facts. Does that mean I'm a conspiracy theorist? No, I can tell you factually of the conspiracy. But I'll spare you that, because you're guests. I want you to realize that these are just people. I want you to realize that my secretary is just a human person. And no, I am not a human person. I am a humanoid type of being . But I'm not a human. I have been. And I think you will witness that unless you make some changes, there will be the consequences of the ill behavior, of the lack of political and moral strength that is now prevailing about your world. Does God intend to strike you down? No. No, no, no. God is a creator, and we can cover him in just about a couple of seconds. God is that highest of all energy beings, of which you are a living, manifest fragment, experiencing. When you're through experiencing, according to the level of your progressive knowing, and you change dimensions, you will become again one with that source. At some level where you are comfortable. Because you're not comfortable if you're in kindergarten and you're trying to live amongst the graduate students of a university. Your physics lessons are not going to be good enough to really enjoy being with a Nikola Tesla. And note, I did not say Albert Einstein. Albert Einstein is one of the most badly used gentlemen on the face of your earth, ever. His theory of relativity is wrong. His theory of space and matter is wrong. And the elite knew it was wrong. And so you have been set up a bad set of pure physics. And it isn't even logical. So who came along and was right? Well, Mr. Tesla was right, but you see, he didn't last very long. He lived a long time, but he sure didn't last very long. Because J.P. Morgan, who headed up the banking concerns of the world, took everything he had. And if Mr. Tesla wouldn't play ball, and he started out with Mr. Westinghouse, Mr. Morgan would see to it that someone else got credit for whatever in the world Mr. Tesla created or invented. Now, if you could meet with Mr. Tesla, which I could also arrange if anyone is, you know, too bored with me. This gentleman, walking around in New York with the capability of causing an earthquake that could destroy New York from a little box about so big, that would be like 4x4, attached to a pole in his laboratory. As those frequencies, vibrations went out, buildings started to fall down. So here come the inspectors, you know, to yank this thing off the wall and smash it. They couldn't get it turned off. Mr. Tesla just smashed it. There is incredible power. And it's going to be shown to you in light. Photons. Photon thrust systems. Incredible technologies that most are only able to dream about because you've been kept in the dark. If you have time to interview Norio Hayakawa, do so, about Area 51 over in Nevada, Groom Lake. Government says it doesn't exist. Obviously, there it is, the entire installation. And what they do under the ground over there is unthinkable in most ways. But they have spacecraft, and don't get off on this ridiculous abduction garbage. These are all part of the plan. You have spacecraft, but nobody will let you out into space. Humans are bound to the Earth. This is basically a prison planet. And when you get to the confrontation of space entities, you will know that the laws of God, Creator, or the universal laws by which we abide. Past 150 miles into space from your surface, any nuclear warheads, are neutralized, stopped. Sometimes we have to neutralize them on the pad, the launch pad. We have been seen in Los Angeles with a false firing from Vandenberg. And they'll tell you those are ice crystals. Fine. But those ice crystals will come back on you, and one of them that they had to blow up within 2 days of the first launch, the guidance system headed it right for your Diablo plant nuclear power source. And you unleash a nuclear device into a nuclear power plant, and you're dead on the West Coast. So what have we done for 10 years? We've talked about this. We've struggled with this. While militias try to get us to join them so that we can stand out there with our little pop guns and dare the government to come and get us. We're not interested in war. I am personally interested in who is not willing to go to war. War is a stupid, idiotic thing of human. And I could spell that with a little H-U-M-A-N. That's humanoid. Human is what you are in the higher source. You are higher universal man. You can't get any higher than that. But the little humanoids running around on Earth shooting each other and molesting the babies. And yeah, we tell on who does that. Make sure they get a book on transformation of America. And you're going to say, well, I read a lot about Mr. Bush. I bet he doesn't like you. I bet you he doesn't either. But he knows me well. He knows me just about better than anyone on your modern table of people. And one of his gentlemen said to Mr. Martin, oh, you don't know what you're talking about. Don't you even spell that name on the telephone. H-A-T-O-N-N, you mean? Rick, I said, don't do that. I'll have to hang up. And this was the person who was a financial person in the Iran-Contra thing with George Bush. Trying to deal now with Rick and me. And finally he says, you don't know. You are so naive. Do you realize that you are talking about someone who not only exists, but is so big that he is listed in A6 above access of anybody except the super intelligence operations? Oh, I don't know about that. It seems I'm available to any of you who ask. Oh, well, I'm not going to talk about this. So weeks go by, the man calls again, ready to bargain this time. Ready to even offer hush money. And Rick says, oh, well, no, thank you. And by the way, we never got around to talking about Hatton. Oh, my God. Rick, you are so naive. It is like this is so high level that you wouldn't even understand it. It's like that entity, that person, that being, is up here on the 127th floor of a 127-floor building, you know, hanging out there in a penthouse. And you're barely in the parking lot. And if you try to get up there, you're going to maybe get in the elevator and get to about the 80th floor, and all the cables will be gone, and you're going to be dead. Do you understand? And to everyone's amusement, and Rick, fortunately for himself, didn't say this, but I have. You're already on the 127th floor. Why would you be trying to get up there or down? It's pretty safe up where I am. And that's why, after 10 years of being shot at, pulsed at, blown up, you name it, we're still around. And we've had every kind of assault there is against us. And I have said, stick with me, and you're just fine, but they aren't. What will you do to them? Not a confounded thing. Whatever they do, they will do to themselves, and you can watch it. You've been in the loop long enough now to see that circle that was coming like this go like this. And the ones who thought they were going to play us for the fool are the fools. The ones who thought they could steal from us, take from us, lie about us, are going down. And they're going down by their own hands. That is what God is. God allows. And God allows you to be as dumb as you want, as ignorant as you want, or he will help you be as great as you want. And I didn't say famous. Because until man learns that great is what he's striving to be, and famous is something that will annoy him greatly along his journey as far as just annoyance, only then can man realize his destiny. And when you get informed and you come into what we call knowing, when you get informed about a subject, then you are qualified to consider what to do about it. And when you face the end of the world that they tell you is going to blow up into hell, you, as a finger, a branch of, a fragment, fully qualified within God, Creator, you will find you are Creator. And when you realize that you are Creator and are part of the ability to write the play, to write that Bible, and you decide that I don't want an Armageddon out here, I don't want an apocalypse, you won't have one. Because God creates. Evil can only use and destroy. And I use the opposite of God as evil. You might want to call him Satan, Lucifer. I don't care what you call him. Man is forced to use what is already created and developed. Whatever it is. Because you're locked onto a terrestrial orb. You go out a little way, you've got to come back. You go up a little way, you've got to come back. Because you cannot survive out there. And if you take the technology that allows you to survive for a little while, I want you to note those little orbiting craft are never far enough off the shore to not be able to take a picture of the fires in Florida. I think you want to get beyond that. I think that basically you want to escape from the prison planet. How do you do that? You create the way. And you create it in the wisdom and the knowing and the acknowledgement of God of light. My name is Hatan. That is for the convenience of all of you earth-speaking Englishmen. In Egypt, my name is Aton. And there's quite a bit of Egyptian symbology that goes into writing the name. It's like Yorgos, which is my first name, is simply George in Greek. Just like Yonis is John. So don't try to write mystical things into even this experience. Because if, in fact, this lady is putting on a show for you, which I cannot possibly imagine why she would ever want to do that, at least not the second time, I believe she deserves an Academy Award. We brought to her some little life forms, little cellular life form. She comes into her cooking room, and there sits a bottle. What in the soup is that? Little bottle. So when we go to write and explain, I say, those are drios, mixed with drios. Male and female Drianos. And they are what some on your place will call a more primitive form of what you might want to call chondriana, but that is a lifeless form. Well, what am I supposed to do with that? And I say, you are supposed to build a fluid, an amniotic fluid, to grow these cells. God has brought them back to your place. They are replacement cells for dying and dead cells in the body, or anywhere, really. They are without DNA structure, except for themselves. Taken within, under the proper circumstances, they will replace malfunctioning cells according to your own individual DNA structure. Well, nobody knows what to do with it. After we get our amniotic fluid built with every element available, and you can see putting this stuff in there with them, with water, you can see them line up and eat their lunch, and then you have nothing but water. And nobody knows what to do about it. But given properly, AIDS go away, HIV virus disappears, parasites disappear. And ailing parts of a human body will replace themselves. But your government doesn't want you to have that. So you can't use that. And you certainly can't advertise, and you certainly can't speak of these things. The greatest gift God ever gave to mankind, and you can't even talk about it, has to mature in the open sun, because you don't have any spectrum lights with enough of the different spectrum rays. You see, light comes as tone with every ray of light, infinite, that you can see and unseen, has a melodious tone, frequency that goes with it. And yes, we know all about these things. We write about these things. Some of our books get banned. Some of our books get stopped at the Canadian border. Some of the papers were just stopped at the Canadian border as hate literature. What are you about, humankind? What is it that you are about with your bigotry and your self-defense? All of you are the same. Skin color is nothing. That's pigment of the skin. You're in the image of God, which is light. And if you're blind as a bat, you don't notice anybody else's skin color, do you? Well, mankind has grown blind as bats, as unthinking and as limited as Billy Zipper and Monica Lewinsky. That keeps all of the masses totally distracted. While you make incredible bargains with China, who can blow you away, march over now the Euphrates River with their 200 million troops and completely wipe out the, quote, Holy Lands. And yes, indeed, they're aimed at Israel. When is Israel going to realize it is part of the world? And one say, well, surely you will not go work with those enemies. You want a bet? You're the ones that set up your boundaries and limitations, not God. And we don't talk about the Jewish people. Jew is a word that was conjured probably for the first time in the 13th century of your history. What you really are talking about is the ones that call themselves a serpent people. Some call that the 13th tribe of Israel. They are not Semites. Semites are from the tribes of Shem. Does it matter? Yes, indeed. It matters because of the lack of knowledge, the total misinformation and disinformation. This became a tool of the elitists. You are an anti-Semite, and everybody shrivels up. Why? Well, you use the term Jew. Well, I'm a Jew. What are you saying to me? I cannot speak the word Jew. You can, but I may not. And I'm from the tribe of Shem. Semite. And Semite went on to be recognized as all of those Arabs, all of those Jewish people, all of those Palestinians in that area. So how come you have this thrust? Because it serves a political purpose. And it causes you to begin to hate each other. You don't even know why. Just don't like that person. Well, a lot of people don't like Jewish people because the Jews are amongst the most brilliant people on the face of your globe. Well, don't tell me that or I'll be at a disadvantage. Good, you deserve to be. God gave everybody brains, that spacer there between his ears. But few want to use it. And now they send you off to the universities, to school, and they disallow you to study history. They will present you with history books. And they will then present you with documentary fantasies and call it history. And you come out totally ignorant and without any wish whatsoever to change. A president sends your armies away. You don't question why. These people, as our guests today, won't understand that the Panamanian War of Mr. Bush was to preserve his resorts and his banks in Panama. You won't understand, will you, that it was British Petroleum and records of the SNL debacle and Mr. Bush's records of being a business venture partner joint account for $250 billion with Saddam Hussein. Oh, insane ramblings of a crazy mind. No. Truth that you are not allowed to know. So why would I bother to sit here in this chair with this lady and go through all that is required of us to do this? God promised man. Before the ending of your days, the word of truth will be brought forth.